The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The next article is titled, Tampa Residents Want Forgotten Historically Black Town of Dobieville Preserved. Richard Dobie is the name behind Tampa, Florida's forgotten African-American town of Dobieville. But the white woman who lives in Dobie's house is working on getting Dobieville added to the historic district. Dobie's original home is still standing in what used to be an all-black community that he created. TampaBay.com reports, over time, the structure survived racist threats and drastic changes to the surrounding environment. Now, the current homeowner is working to preserve the town's history, even if it's not her own, in the local Hyde Park Historic District. The town once held a school and cemetery, which were all razed over the last century. In the late 1800s, Dobie saved up his earnings from delivering ice and collecting trash to invest in real estate, WTSP reports. In 1894, he purchased 3 acres of Robles Pond, another historic black neighborhood. By 1920, he opened Zion Cemetery, believed to be Tampa's first black burial ground. Dobie invested in the West Hyde Park neighborhood, where he built his house, which developed into a black community. While Dobieville is part of the National Hyde Park Historic District, it doesn't hold a national designation, which is symbolic in providing the neighborhood the same protections as the local historic designation. Dennis Fernandez, Tampa's Architectural Review and Historic Preservation Manager, says formal consideration is being taken to add Dobieville to the local Hyde Park Historic District in March 2022. If the vote is approved, the final decision resides with the City Council. The next article is titled, Find Your Magic This Season. The holidays are all about gathering around the table with your favorite people and your favorite food and drinks. Sharing a meal is the perfect time to connect with your loved ones, hear cherished stories, recall funny moments, and get some great advice. It's the same for the women of If Not For My Girls. On the third season of this video series by Coca-Cola and Essence, Ari Lennox, Seven Streeter, and Aaliyah Janelle dish on every hot topic from being black women today to what they love about their friends. And now, as they get ready to celebrate the season, they are looking back at the most memorable, impactful advice they received from the incredible black women in their lives and sharing it from their table to yours. Build step by step. Seven's mom is quite an amazing woman, and the best piece of advice she has given her daughter is one brick at a time. Life can become overwhelming at times, but you don't have to have it all figured out today, as long as you put one brick on top of the other right now, said Seven. And that's how she conducts her days. All I have to do is put one brick on top of the other, she says. And you look up and it's been 365 days and you've built the thing that was seemingly overwhelming before. Explore your passions. Like her, Aaliyah's grandmother was also a performer and an entertainer, so when she gave advice, Aaliyah says she took it, swallowed it, and will carry it for life. A lot of people know me to be a dancer, but I also like to dabble in other things. And she said, do not die with all that greatness in you. Go ahead and try it. You don't have to do it for the fame or anything, but you don't want to die and say you didn't try. We are all such unlimited, multifaceted being. We can do anything we put our minds to, says Aaliyah. Mind your business. Ari gets very real about something her mother told her. I was mindlessly speaking about things that I knew nothing about, that were disrespectful and distasteful. And my mom hit me up. She says, she was disappointed in me for the things I said because I was constantly fighting. And for what? And for who? For people who definitely don't care about me. Her mom helped her to relax, be present, calm down, listen, and observe. The next article is from and about the contributors of Essence. Z.K. Celesi, recently retired as professor of English at Copenhagen State University. Mama Coco is a renowned academic and a priest in the Yoruba tradition. She shared critical life lessons centered in African spirituality in the acclaimed Netflix 2020 documentary In Our Mother's Gardens, which celebrates the bonds between moms and daughters. In her essay, The Possibilities of You, she explores why honoring the past is the clearest road to a brighter future. Jason Rembert is one of the fashion industry's most innovative creators. He built his career steadily, moving seamlessly between the editorial world and his work as a stylist for powerful individuals in pop culture. Over time, he gained an understanding of craft and form, as well as an ability to express personality and uplift people through wardrobe. This led in 2019 to the birth of a luxury brand that takes inspiration in name and spirit from both his daughter and his late mother, named Alitte. The latter wore many hats within the family and represented beauty, grace, and strength. For this issue, Rembert used his talent to style our three cover stars to great effect. Covey is a multiculturalism scholar and freelance writer specializing in culture and identity, currently pursuing a story about Black migrants at the southern border. The 2021 Lippmann Fellow at Columbia University is also an adjunct professor at the Craig Newmark Graduate School of Journalism at the City University of New York. Hovey took a break from her nonfiction book, For Mothers, a narrative history of revolutionary women of the African diaspora in the last 500 years, to interview the great Simone Biles for our cover feature, Year of Saying No. Demetria L. Lucas, an award-winning author, journalist, and media personality, is no stranger to Essence. Our former relationships editor has a knack for cultural commentary, and you can find her musing on her favorite topics as a frequent contributor on Good Morning America and MSNBC. Her profile of Tabitha Brown, Guiding Light, offers a few juicy nuggets about the social media phenom. Lucas, host of the twice-weekly podcast Ratchet and Respectable, is also the executive producer of Don't Waste Your Pretty, a TV film based on her advice manual of the same title. She currently lives in L.A., where she is writing her third book, Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal. Victoria is Essence's lifestyle editor. This Brooklyn-based journalist previously served as a managing editor of MadameInouye.com, and her writings on women's issues and pop culture have appeared on Broadly.com and ESPNW. This month, the new mom doubled up penning Holiday Twist, quote-unquote, featuring Chef Cardia Brown's Gullah Geechee spin on seasonal recipes and defining role, in which actress Brandi Evans talks about her most important role, being caregiver for her mother. The next article is titled Laugh It Out. When I asked the staff which holiday films they most enjoy, I was shocked that a few folks preferred Friday after next over the Best Man holiday. Lifestyle editor Victoria explained her comedic choice. While some like to sing and get other feel-good moments from holiday films, I love to laugh. This season, as we safely approach overdue reunions with family and friends, laughter should indeed take precedence, much like Auntie's sweet potato pie. As Dr. K.Z. Selassie, the memorable spiritual authority who we meet in the documentary In Our Mother's Gardens, writes in The Possibilities of You, a deep laugh is soul cleansing. Dr. Z. Selassie, a.k.a. Mama Coco, recommends we do this often. In The Greatest Love of All, many other equally important life lessons are shared by women who have course corrected their lives by practicing radical self-care. Their voices amplified by our cover stars, Simone Biles, Nicole Hannah Jones, and Lizzo, ring loud and clear as reminders that for Black women, 2021 was the year of saying no. By making the peace and health of mind, body, and soul a priority, they have inspired many to follow suit with no regrets. We bring you further inspiration with our profile of vegan lifestyle guru, Tabitha Brown, who broke into the internet by defending a particular life choice, and P-Valley actress Brandi Evans, who stepped up to care for her disabled mother, strengthening their bond in the process. Then there were curvy fashionistas who were resplendent at award shows from the Emmys to Meet the Gala. Finally, before New York arrives, we are highlighting good habits we should all embrace to grow and glow, because enriching our lives in big and small ways is always something to smile about. The next article is titled Out and About. Essence Fashion House proudly focused on celebrating Black fashion creatives with extraordinary runway shows and impactful conversations about Black fashion in pop culture and its presence at the corporate table. Why? Because, newsflash, Black culture is pop culture. Appearances included talent like Seven Streeter, Takara Jones, Tamron Hall, and many more. Guest content creating and reporting on the latest style trends and festivals at 2021 Essence Fashion House. Megan Carter of LAVNTG and her models, after setting the runway on fire with her S/S 2022 designs, singer Seven Streeter discusses connecting her style to her music. Fireside chat with Tamron Hall on her style evolution. The VIP of Hennessy Bar added an extra layer of elegance and sophistication to the occasion. Runway shows included exclusive collections from designers like Arc of Andre. Designer Grayscale showcases their S/S 2022 line exclusively at Essence Fashion House. Takara Jones talks the climate of today's plus-size models, and designer showcases 2022 line in exclusive runway show at Essence Fashion House. The next article is titled A Red Carpet Renaissance. As the 2021 awards season comes to a close, curves have proven to be the most prevalent trend. For far too long, best dressed lists were dominated by straight size stars. Thankfully, that's changing, with a wave of plus size beauties getting the recognition they deserve as the style stars they are. In 2021 alone, curvy celebrities like Lizzo, Yvette Nicole Brown, Chica Nicole Byer, and more have shown up and shown out for the awards season, turning heads in show-stopping looks while showcasing the beauty of their curves. Who could forget rising model Precious Lee shutting down the Met Gala with a dazzling structured crystal suit dress from Aria? Getting camera ready isn't always as easy as picking a dress from a rat. However, preparing for the red carpet involves a lot of behind-the-scenes work to ensure a celeb gets the big fashion moment they deserve. But while dressing for occasions can be tricky for anyone, the choice of what to wear comes with its own sets of challenges for plus-size talent. I'm a kid from East Cleveland. I'm of a certain age, and I'm of a certain size. I've got natural hair. Like all these things usually exempt people like me from being able to participate in this part of the industry, says Emmy-nominated actress, writer, and producer Yvette Nicole Brown of how the entertainment and fashion worlds typically treat curvy talents like herself. Still, the 50-year-old isn't afraid to take up the space she deserves after making her mark in Hollywood for 2021 Emmys, where she was nominated for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Black Lady Sketch Show. She worked with famed celebrity stylist Jason Bolden, who is skilled at dressing curves and navigating fashion industry politics. Despite the tremendous strides the fashion industry has made in recent decades towards inclusiveness, many luxury fashion brands have yet to recognize the value and beauty of curvy women. They think if you're not a sample size, you don't care about fashion, Brown says. That's not true. All women can be fashionable and want to wear something cute. According to the website, the Fashion Spot, only 46 out of the 6,879 models cast for the fall 2020 fashion shows were plus size, and 34 out of 2,293 for the spring 2021 season's shows. Not only is there a lack of plus size representation on runways, but there's also a limited selection of occasion clothes for celebs to choose from when it's time to get ready for an award show or big event. When it comes to dressing curvy bodies, there are not as many options out there, and you have to be a real true creative to be able to make something out of nothing, says celebrity stylist Timothy Sneal, who has worked with Queen Latifah for over a decade. Initially, even though Latifah is an A-list celebrity, big designers didn't offer to dress her, he adds. I had to find designers who wanted to work with us. So I think that although fashion is evolving and becoming more elevated, there are still a lot of challenges for plus size clients. This is where the true body diversity advocates come in, and the designers who truly care about size inclusivity. There are so many designers who care, who want to be inclusive, and who want to do custom clothes and have no problem doing it, declares celebrity stylist Kelly Augustine, who works with Gabby Sidibe. We should give those designers opportunities instead of worrying about the ones who don't want to give us clothes. If they don't want to do it for us, we'll do it for ourselves. Brown echoes that sentiment. And instead of trying to convince well-known design houses to dress her, she's tapped size inclusive designers like Canadian-based Kalia Kay for the 2021 Emmy Awards. When the special day came, Brown stunned on the carpet in a vibrant red African-inspired dress and black combat boots with the word "vote" emblazoned on them. It was a fitting outfit for someone who had explained that she wanted to convey power, comfort, and style for the occasion. At the end of the day, fashion can no longer ignore curvy fashionistas, especially when it comes to dressing them for the red carpet. I'm hoping it will get to a point where there are more stylists who care about plus-size people, and that people with curves are giving designers who are inclusive a platform. Augustine says, I'm also really hoping that the high fashion brands see that there is a whole community of people that they just are not servicing. It is a missed opportunity. On the other side of the coin, stylists can do better by challenging designers to open up their minds about different body types. Snell explains, nothing beats the moment when a plus-size star steps onto a red carpet, beaming with pride because she not only looks beautiful, but feels beautiful as well. Seeing how my clients light up when they're in their clothes, it's so gratifying, Augustine says. And if the 2021 awards season is any indication, curves are in, baby, and they're here to slay. The next article is titled, Living Out Her Dreams. Artist Billy, who is of Malawian and South African descent, brings her special skills to the Christian Dior Designer of Dreams exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum. French luxury house Dior's long and rich history of making women feel their best dates back 75 years. The product of Monsieur Christian Dior's incomparable eye for fashion and opulence. Now, 64 years after his death, the fashion icon's legacy lives on with the Christian Dior Designer of Dreams exhibit, which debuted in Paris in July 2017 and recently made its way to New York to be reinvented at the Brooklyn Museum, curated by Florence Mueller in collaboration with Matthew. The magnificent 20,000 square foot display begins with a delicate portrait of the brand's beloved founder, conceived by Johannesburg textile artist Billy, the first woman ever commissioned by the label to take on the task. My artistic world is tactile, sensual, and emotional, she says. Through silk and other fabrics, I like to examine and explore feelings and how they relate to daily life and commonality in the global community. Billy's passion for the art world started early. I understood very young that I wanted to spend my life creating images, she says. Since then, I've worked to realize my dream. After many trials and tribulations, I feel like I'm finally doing that. One could say that the collaboration with Dior was manifested by Billy. When I discovered haute couture, I was absolutely enamored with beautiful fabrics and textures, she says. As a young girl in the 80s, I used to watch a television show called Video Fashion Monthly, and it really captured my imagination. I love the drama and fantasy of fashion and the fact that with clothing, one could be transported to a new reality. She also cites luxury publications as a long-time source of creative inspiration. When I was a struggling young artist, I looked forward to magazines as my monthly treat, she recalls. I couldn't afford what I saw in the glossy pages, but I still had my imagination. That imagination allows Billy to masterfully merge fashion and visual art. For me, they are both a form of art, except that the experience with fashion is more personal as you wear it on your body, she says. It's why crafting the portrait of Dior felt right for Billy, as he is no longer with us. I knew that I had to imagine him in the afterlife and channel what he would be doing there, she says. I decided to show him at work in his place in the sky, continuing to do what he did here on earth, making women look beautiful. I feel he really loved women, and he expressed it through his creations. Most thrilling, Billy reflects, was being able to portray the legend while using fabric to do so. More than with my other work, where I focus on expressing feelings, I really wanted to put a focus on the materiality, she says. The honor of crafting Dior's portrait for the exhibit isn't something that the artist takes lightly. It is very exciting, and It feels natural that it should be a woman honoring a man whose life mission was dedicated to us, she says. I feel honored to have been given this opportunity, and it's been such a transformative experience for me. It's a further expression of the version and vision of Dior creative director Maria Grazia, who wanted a work that could be seen as a manifesto representing feminist values. Dior allows a woman the freedom to express herself, to play with the different aspects of her identity, but also to express her state of mind and mood. Billy says, femininity is a personal experience for each individual. It's all about owning my feminine strength, but also owning my vulnerability, and giving men the opportunity to be men by showing them that they are also needed and do indeed matter. Women are so much stronger than we think, and it is within each of us to manifest and own our personal power, to really sit in our identity and love every aspect of femininity. The next article is titled Goat of the Conjure by Lala Ntuti Ahari. Black Americans own approximately 124,551 businesses, and only 4% of those startups are founded by Black women, according to the U.S. Census. One of those incredible women is Lala Ntuti Ahari, master conjurer, spiritual coach, owner of the Conjure Academy, and proprietor of the largest spiritual candle company in the world. As the founder of the Conjure, Lala Ntuti Ahari built her empire in 2 years, earning her the Stevie Silver Award for fastest growing business. Launching in January of 2019, she grew her multi-million dollar business more than 400% by the following year, with minimal marketing outside of Instagram in the midst of a pandemic. 2020 saw $6.5 million in revenue and 2 million views on YouTube, and now she averages $1 million in revenue monthly. But her shift to a full-time entrepreneur wasn't a decision that came easy. How it started: leaving her steady 17-year career in the mortgage banking industry, Lala set out on a new career path faced with countless unknowns. Her first warehouse was in her kitchen, with her living room as the shipping area. She knew that success is based on your creativity, motivation, dedication, research, and the ability to manage, organize, and delegate as needed. So, with the help of family and friends, she persevered. How it is going? With hard work and determination, Lala is conjuring up something special and giving new meaning to Black girl magic. Now she reaches millions of lives, inspiring people to take control of their own reality by strengthening their spiritual work. Now that conjuring is more mainstream, her candles help many searching for comfort and control in a time where it seems to be in short supply. How about you? Lala's dream is to empower you to be open to your spiritual journey. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.